Samsung Electronics claims top spot as best brand in Asia in 2016 for fifth consecutive year. Samsung Electronics has been named the best brand in Asia in 2016 for the fifth year in a row, according to results from Asia's Top 1000 Brands annual online survey conducted by Campaign Asia Pacific in collaboration with Nielsen. The ranking, which aggregates views across 14 major product categories including automotive, retail, F&B and consumer electronics, is based on consumer insights and offers a clear measure of the most highly regarded brand names today. Samsung Electronics is extremely proud to once again be voted as Asia's best brand for the fifth consecutive year, said Irene Ng, Vice President, Marketing, Samsung Electronics Southeast Asia and Oceania. As Samsung continues to grow, we wanted to continue inspiring the world and creating the future with our innovation and technology so that our consumers can constantly evolve as they gain new experiences and discover new possibilities through our products and services. With 6,400 respondents across 13 markets, we kept our survey consistent to allow a clear and accurate result when we polled respondents to choose the first best brand that comes to their mind, and Samsung retains its number one position, said Atifa Silk, Brand Director, Campaign Asia. The study explores consumer attitudes in 13 markets: Australia, China, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and Vietnam. To ensure an accurate representation through this study, the survey targets age, gender and monthly household income to establish a balanced survey landscape. Innovation leader, gathering consumer insights and a citizen of the world. By focusing on their core strengths, values and goals of innovation, quality and design, Samsung is constantly evolving to maintain their status as the best brand in Asia. Understanding the consumer's needs and wants is a crucial factor that helps Samsung pave the way in innovation for the industry, with community engagement being an integral part of maintaining the rapport Samsung has with the communities it is involved in. 1. A leader in innovation. Every year, Samsung invests around $14 billion in research and development to ensure that they are at the cutting edge of innovation. More than a fifth of their staff works in R&D, ranging from understanding and providing insights on consumer behavior to conducting research on materials such as graphene. This dedication allows Samsung to remain a forerunner in innovation and technology, with their recent launches, listed below, reflecting the unwavering pursuit of excellence Samsung imbibes. Samsung Pay. Samsung's mobile payment service officially rolled out in both Singapore and Australia this June. Simple, secure and able to be used almost anywhere. Consumers within these two markets can now enjoy the exclusive mobile payment service as an added payment option. Samsung Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge. The Samsung Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge smartphones was announced during CES 2016 and subsequently rolled out across the region in Q1 of 2016. Being the first smartphone camera to be equipped with a professional-grade dual-pixel sensor, consumers are able to take crisp and clear photos in the dark like never before. Samsung 2016 SU TV lineup. Samsung introduced its first boundless TV in this year's lineup of SU TVs. With seemingly no bezel that normally functions as the frame of the TV, the viewer's attention is focused purely on what matters most: the captivating content on the virtually edgeless quantum dot display. 2. Key focus on consumers. Identifying and serving the needs and wants of consumers is at the heart of everything Samsung does. Samsung has created multiple touch points across various platforms to constantly achieve feedback from consumers and to help add convenience to their daily lives. This year saw the introduction of the My Samsung app, which is the perfect solution to help ease new users into their latest Samsung smartphones. Designed to be the one-stop solution for all of our consumers' needs, ranging from setting up the brand new device to highlighting and customizing security features, the app provides alerts and notifications for consumers to optimize their device usage, such as extending the battery life or saving the device memory. Rolled out across 5 countries within the region, namely Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, Singapore, and Taiwan, My Samsung has helped users feel a greater sense of ownership of their smartphones, enabling them to enhance their use of Samsung's latest smartphones. 3. Giving back to the community through citizenship initiatives. By harnessing its global network and innovations, Samsung wants to create positive change for people everywhere. with success not just measured by business achievements. Samsung continually seeks to improve how they serve the community they are situated in and how they can help to make a difference in people's lives. In Southeast Asia and Oceania, Samsung is helping students take advantage of a smarter approach to education. By partnering schools and libraries to build and manage smart schools and smart libraries, Samsung hopes to create immersive learning opportunities for students through tailored education programs as well as enrichment and infotainment content. To date, Samsung has 167 smart schools and smart libraries across the region, spanning 9 countries. To help provide youth and young adults with opportunities for a better future and to also address the industry shortage of technical talents, Samsung has established the Tech Institute, a vocational training institution where young people can learn fundamental IT and engineering skills. In Southeast Asia, Samsung Tech Institutes in Malaysia, Singapore, Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar, Philippines and Indonesia are partnering educational organizations to ensure these beneficiaries are given the best-in-class training environment and practical lessons, preparing them for the workforce. Survey methodology. Asia's top 1,000 brands aggregates data from an online survey developed by Campaign Asia Pacific and global information and insights provider Nielsen. The study explores consumer attitudes in 13 markets: Australia, China, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and Vietnam. Research relies on a total of 400 respondents in each market, except India and China, where participants number 800 and 1,200 respectively. To be representative of market populations, survey quotas target age, gender and monthly household income. The study encompassed 14 major categories: alcohol, financial services, automotive, retail, restaurants, food, beverage, consumer electronics, computer hardware, computer software, courier services, media and telecommunications, travel and leisure, and household and personal care, and 73 subcategories. One, availability almost anywhere is based on compatibility of Samsung Pay on MST and/or NFC payment terminals, with some supported for use only after software upgrades. Samsung Pay is exclusive to selected Samsung Galaxy smartphones only, and available across all participating payment networks, banks, and merchants. Availability may vary. Please check www.samsung.com/sg/samsungpay for updates.